Hallelujah. You may be seated. Now, my first words to you tonight is that Sunday school is over. You cannot go to the places we're talking about through Sunday school. Sunday school has its place. But it's time at a certain time in your life, you got to walk out of Sunday school. All right? And you have to walk into the real maturity of the things of God. Turn your Bible to two openings, John chapter 10 and Ephesians 3. John 10, two favorite verses. We know we've used them many times. In John 10:10, it says, "A thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." He's a rogue. And when you don't know how to handle it, he's going to steal from you. But Jesus said, "I didn't come to steal from you." So if Jesus didn't come to steal from us, why is so much being stolen? "I'm come that you might have life." Didn't he say it?
Yes,
that you might have it how?
More.
Then we go over in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Here's another powerful verse. It's within a prayer, but it's so powerful. And it's in the word abundance. It's using the word abundance there, but it's seen. It's showing forth who is responsible for your abundance. Jesus is not.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you're responsible.
Yes, sir.
And so if you're responsible for your abundance, listen very carefully, you have to know how to respond properly.
Uh-huh.
As the spirit of abundance, I am to lead you into abundance. The God kind of abundance. Say the God kind of abundance. So that don't mean your salary. You see, that don't mean so many people who graduated from college is broke. Some of them went to two colleges. Don't get mad with me. I'm just telling you the truth. So we're talking about supernatural abundance. So I want you to write or type, "Supernatural abundance is available to me at all times."
Yes.
Because I'm a child of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Supernatural means he's going to overrule the natural.
Right.
Now look here in Ephesians 3:20. You know this verse. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." But he can't do it. Let that last part of that verse there.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
In other words, the only way in this week you don't get to your place of blessing, you're going to have to shut him down. Because I'm aiming to put the power in you. By revelation, not and by unity of the Holy Spirit. He said, according to the power that worketh in us. So revelation, insight, clarity on what God wants and what God has done for you. And being able to receive it. So it's a certain amount of maturity I'm looking for this week.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yep.
I want you to write this down for a subject. Money cometh. Money cometh, abundance is flowing.
Money cometh, abundance.
Money cometh. Say that. Money cometh. Now, you know money cometh is prophetical.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you, when you say money cometh, you prophesy in your present and future.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you listening? And some things got to be flushed out of your mind. You come to your family and all of that went down, you know. But you must know you have full abundance right. Right there. You must know that you have full abundance rights.
Yes, sir.
I must know that I have full abundance right from God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to be a whole lot of emotion, just emotion. I want the Holy Spirit to set on you tonight.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I want it to become a reality to you by the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
that I have full abundance rights.
Full abundance rights.
And I'm not going to turn it down no more.
I'm not going to turn it down.
The word called compromise. We sort of compromise to the secular world trying to be spiritual. We compromise. We don't want the real God to come out in abundance. And he's looking for somebody who willing to show him all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can he find anybody up in here tonight? I dare you say, use me, God. I wonder how many of your bills were paid off when you said that. Now, here's another thing we have to know and come to grip with. God have pleasure in my increase in abundance. Turn to Psalm 115. God has pleasure in my increase. It's displeasing to God for this world to walk on you. It praises God when you let him bless you.
Hallelujah.
It almost is like worship. When you let God do what he want to do for you.
Yes,
wow. Say, Lord, I'm worshiping you. Bless me. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Turn to Psalm 150 and let's look a minute. Money cometh. Abundance is flowing. You got to go to school, though. And you got to stay in school. And you have to find somebody who not only talking it. Walking it.
Yeah.
And somebody who came from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning that your case is not too bad.
Hallelujah.
But when you find them, you can't let them out your sight.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
And I believe we're here for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Here in Psalm 115, in the 11th verse, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. You with me?
Yes, sir.
He will what?
Bless us.
He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you.
Yes.
You.
And
your children.
Yes.
And verse 15 says, you are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Amen.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
God reveals Job abundance in Job 1. Job 1, 1 through 3, bragging on Job.
Yes.
You look at it, Job 1, 1 through 3. He revealed Job's abundance. I mean, why would a God who don't want you to have abundance, why would he mention this? Why do you say Job was a holy man and Job loved the blood and all that? You know, why he say all that? No, he said some things about Job. Job has made me proud because Job has accepted my blessing.
Yes, sir.
Y'all talk about what happened to Job. There's things happened that Job was thinking some way, and he did get in trouble. But you know, at the end of that book, he doubled what he had. See, don't be going to the sad story so much. Yeah, but Job, but ain't no but. The man made a mistake, but God, no, God got him back out. There was a man in the land, Job 1:1. And in my little Bible, it said Job greatness. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright. He was a holy man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance. Now, why would God put this in the Bible? His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. All them states y'all been talking about, y'all better rise up. You better know y'all there. Y'all better, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be wasting my time now. God, something's going to happen in here tonight. You understand? Something's going to happen in here. I said something's going to happen in here. God revealed Job abundant. Now, this one we're going to, I don't know what, go to 1 Samuel 22, I think it is, verse 1. Is that the text I asked you about today? 1 Samuel 22. 1 Samuel. Go down a minute, because we're going to, the Holy Spirit want to teach us some things. I've applied these things in my life, and they work.
Yes, sir.
So just give me a while here tonight, because oh yeah, we're gonna work on this thing tonight. You've been in that condition too long.
Yes, sir.
And you love God. You cry. You love God. You pray 2 hours in tongues. It's just too long. It's just, get this money thing out the way.
Yeah.
Do you know you're gonna pray better when I get through with you?
Yes, sir.
You gonna dance better?
Yeah.
You gonna have real joy. But you know what I'm saying? Talking about living in this world with no money.
Right.
Come on, I'm holy. Yeah, you can be holy as you want. You need holiness. Don't buy nothing in this world. Don't buy nothing. You're going to say, I belong to the church and I pray an hour, 14 hours in tongue, and I want to take this basket on. No, you can't take this basket out with no tongue up in here. I'm calling the police.
Yes, sir.
Listen now. Listen to me. What to you, 1 Samuel?
Yes, sir.
22:1, you read it yet?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to take my time because I want something to hit here tonight. It's just Monday night. What night is it?
Monday night.
Hey, you know what? Hit Monday. You ain't got to wait till Friday to hit.
Right.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
First Samuel, I'll find it sometime. Maybe you don't want me to find it. Put it on the board, 1 Samuel 22:1. See, in preaching, sometimes you get disturbed up here. I don't know what he'd be doing. David therefore departed, danced and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Now look at David. I want you to see David, all right? Because he's going to become their teacher.
Yes, sir.
He's going to become their preacher.
Yes, sir.
Watch who you're setting under them. Don't sit under no broke preacher. He don't want to talk about prosperity. All he want to talk about what we're going to do when we get to heaven.
Come on.
David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brother and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. What they went down there for? Go to the next verse now. See? And this is what we're doing now. And everyone that was in distress. Goodbye, distress.
Goodbye.
Everyone that was in debt. By that, everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them.
Yes, sir.
They took training.
Yes, sir.
Now, you will see these same people in 1 Chronicle, I think, 29. Turn there. After they got trained.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Now, there was a debt. There was distress, debt, and discontentment at the training time. But after being around this man long enough, they begin to live just like him. They receive instruction, they receive insight, and they receive manifestation. Nobody won't listen to somebody and they're the only one got it. What you've been teaching me, I want to know something.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You look at this, boy. This is powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Chronicle 29. Now, these people were broke. And I want you to see David, who taught them, showed them how to sow.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then he had trained them to have money.
Yeah.
So they can sow too, they can sow also.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Watch what he said. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God have chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Yet David starts sowing. He sold, I don't know how much money. Somebody calculated the million he sold.
Yes, sir.
Now I prepare with all my might. And see, he sold, he gave his agenda, what he was sowing, that he want to give to the house of the Lord. Then verse 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly.
Yeah.
But they were broke.
Yeah, yeah.
They was in debt, distress, and discontent.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But they gathered around David.
Yeah.
David trained them.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And now we're in another space in their life, and David sold, and because they were trained, they sold with him.
Yes, sir.
These people who given all this money, they were people who were in debt, distress, and discontent. But they got out by getting proper teaching and paying attention, and now they're rich.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let me tell you this. I want you to write down, she knew how to tap into abundance. She knew how to tap into abundance. 1 Kings chapter 10. She knew how. Now look, we're talking about students. We're talking about students and teachers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because we're going to talk about Lot after a while.
Yes, sir.
Lot gain and loss. Because he wouldn't follow the instructor no more. He should have made another decision. He should have shut up and let Abraham talk.
Yeah.
What we gonna do? But he decided what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And Abraham said, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not worrying myself with none of y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't coming to another meeting. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to understand why we're here. Yeah. We're not here just to have a meeting. We're not here to raise money.
Right.
Oh, you're able to watch this thing now. She knew how to tap into abundance. 1 Kings. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. If she knew how to tap into abundance, if you paying attention tonight, the Lord gonna show you how to tap into your abundance. See, you don't have to see it, you got to know it.
Yeah.
By revelation, by inspiration, by impartation, by enlightenment. Not just by excitement, but enlightenment. You need to leave here on the inside, something still turning in you like a wheel. Like sowing and owing. Now, what I want to do, ow or sow? I've been catching hell with this owing. I believe I'm going to try this sowing.
Yes, sir.
You follow that? So all these years, y'all been reading, y'all know them, you know how what how O spelled, and you know how sowing spelled.
Yeah.
You never saw it.
Yeah.
The enemy don't want you to see. Because he know when you learn how to sow, you're not going to owe. Because you're in the flow. Hallelujah. Why this? This woman here is something. She taught me a lot of things. When I read over the years, kept reading behind her. The Queen of Sheba visited Solomon.
Yes, sir.
Now, it tells us Solomon was loaded. She was loaded also.
Yes, sir.
But it gives us insight how she became loaded.
Yes, sir.
She came to talk to Solomon. She won't know what you know.
Yeah.
Because see, Solomon was in a flow greater than hers.
Yeah.
And she didn't just come to talk.
Right. Yes,
she sowed the largest seed probably ever been sown to Solomon.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. And when the queen, verse 1. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, and she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to ask him some questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stone. And when she was coming to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. See, she's getting into it. It's similar to what we're doing here tonight.
Yes, sir.
In these prosperity, there's a prosperity reformation, going back to God's original plan.
Yes,
and Solomon told her all her questions. There were not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built.
Come on now.
I bet you it was a bad one, boy. Yeah. Oh, my God. You imagine Solomon's house?
Yeah.
You imagine?
Yeah, sir.
And the meat on his table and the setting of his servant and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel. That's why I tell you, you need to dress right. And his cupbearer, and his accent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. She fell out.
Yeah.
I read it one time, the Lord said, she fainted.
Yeah.
That man was so blessed, that woman passed out. She was blessed, but she said, God, dog, I didn't know he had that much blessed. She fainted.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
No more spirit. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and what?
Prosperity
exceeded the fame which I heard.
Yes,
happy are they. Now, here she, look at it. Happy are they, men. Happy are these, thy servant will stand continually before thee, and they hear thy will. Just being around him.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Eavesdropping.
Yes, sir.
Just getting a chance to eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Just sitting around somebody who nobody talking about, just get a, yeah. They can say one word, it can change your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Are you eavesdropping here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Just eavesdrop. I mean, one word can come. I mean, two words, three words can come to eradicate everything that's holding you back.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It no sense going to 25, 30 years making your confession of faith
right. With
no manifestation.
Right.
I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost for manifestation to come in here tonight.
Yes,
I got a right. I got a right to it.
Yes, sir.
I got authority in manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Demonstration?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
See him all the time.
Yes.
And you've taken time to fulfill a prophetical word God gave me many years ago. You're flying in, and then you're flying in online now.
Yeah.
I didn't know how he was going to do it, but I see what he's doing.
Yes,
what, he got 1,000-some people online?
Yes, sir.
1,500.
Yes.
Eavesdropping.
Yes. Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah. Now, I want, before I finish tonight, to get a flow going. In your heart that you'll never forget. I got to trust the Holy Ghost to help me. So I'm not going to just run with it. I'm just going to flow with him. I sense him entering in a greater dimension now. I won't go to the old school. My wife, my dad, Brother Hagin, he just flowed with the Holy Ghost. Most of the boys never caught it. You know, he was not emotional, but the emotion would come.
Yes.
But he waited till it hit.
Yes, sir.
He didn't try to force it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all ever been to Brother Hagin meeting? Yes. See, y'all know what I'm talking about then. Glory to God. Just flow with it, you see. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight. Flow with it. I say I'm trying to flow with it. So then when she fanned it, and then she got to the place with night voice, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Now here we go. Here we go. She didn't just come there talking.
Right. Yes, sir.
Here we go. And she, now you see, sometimes people can't handle this. She done saw his house. Now, I heard the word stupid.
Yeah.
She saw his house. Now, by seeing that house, the average person would turn them off to give anything. Watch what I'm going to say. He don't need nothing. You right. But I need something. God do that for a reason. God let you see it and see how you're going to act. See, because God told me to give to the poor, you give the poor $80?
That's it.
Uh-huh. You get $80 back.
Yes, sir.
So how much can you stand to see? And keep on sowing.
Yes, sir.
She saw all that. In verse 10 says, she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stone. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave the king Solomon. You know what she said? I'm going to sow in this.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Man, y'all still here? She knew how to tap into abundance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How you tap into abundance?
Sowing.
Second Chronicle 20. Put it on the board for me. Second Chronicle 20. I'm trying to get somewhere, and I only have a few minutes to get there. Second Chronicle 20. Hallelujah. Money cometh abundance is flowing in my life right now. Now see, when you say the word money cometh, it's the voice of God.
Yeah.
It's not the voice of Leroy.
Yes,
you can't have, you never saw in your life what you seen when I stood up here.
Uh-huh.
People start coming from both directions.
Yeah.
Now, you got to read 19 scriptures and pull two guns out to get a church. But it's something about it. You just start walking on your own.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait. Wait till you get up. I'm going. It's an anointing.
Yeah.
Because it's a freedom to you.
Yes, sir.
I see some of y'all don't have it yet. Some of y'all ain't never sold it. Just look at me. I'm gonna come and get something. No, you understand. It's a freedom. It's an anointing. Cam with money coming.
Yes, you
can't make this up. But it's something God has sent to the body of Christ. I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about something God has deposited in the earth realm for us to flow in, to get out of the mess that we're in and walk in the real abundance and blessing that he wants us to walk in. You can't make people come up there like that. Then them boys who connected, it's not happening in their church. It's coming. Just wait with the pastor. Wait up. Come on, son. Just wait. Receive,
sir.
People don't walk up and do this.
Yeah.
We got to understand what God's doing, what he's trying to show us how to tap in.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You got to choose the right soil.
Yes, sir.
If it's not the right soil, it ain't coming back.
Yeah.
You don't sow in hustlers. We got a lot of preachers that are hustlers. Sad to say it. Somebody got to say it.
Yes, sir.
They're trying to survive. Y'all better pray for me. I'm about to get in some trouble here tonight. What I told you,
Tony?
2020, you got it up? 2 Chronicle 20:20, that was 2 Chronicle 20:20. And they arose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem." You may be seated. Yes, what? Yes, ho, 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 ho. Yes, yes, what? Ho, ho, ho. Yes, yes. Believe in the Lord your God.
Yeah, right, right.
And so shall you be established.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean to tell me some of us just established?
Come on, sir.
We have to make the next step.
Yeah.
Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper.
Yeah.
In other words, God said, I'm going to speak to you through a prophet about prosperity.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you myself. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
So here he's telling them, say, wait a minute, don't get upset. Five armies against us. Don't worry about that. I've heard from the Spirit. I got a prophecy from a man of God. So y'all just believe in what the prophet said.
Yes, sir.
Don't believe in what the situation is. Believe what the prophet said. What voice there was when they got the word to get the stuff? 25? What voice it was? 25?
Yeah.
20 to 25th voice, see what happened.
Yeah.
And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewelry.
Yeah.
What now? Why would say it? Was they, come on, give me the rest of the word. Was stripped off for themselves more. Talk to me here.
More.
I said more. Talk to me.
More
than they can carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was
so
may a gathering anointing come on you tonight. May you know when you're there, when you know what move to make, you know what to say, you know when to step back, you know when to step forward. But a gathering, I release a gathering anointing on you right now in the name of Jesus.
Sit down.
Sit down. A few more things. Could it be you keep shutting your abundance down by not sowing in abundance that has already passed the abundant test with evidence? Let me read the whole thing out to you. I want you to hear the whole thing. Could it be you keep shutting your abundance down by not sowing in abundance that has already passed the abundant test with evidence?
Yes, sir.
That's what the Queen of Sheba did.
Yeah.
Solomon had passed the test.
Yes.
She sowed in that abundance, didn't she?
Yes,
let's just look at this for a minute. Turn to Philippians chapter 4. Give me three hallelujahs. Now, if I tell you say something and you don't say it again, I'm going to put you out of here. I'm going to call my ushers. I look at one woman, she just read her head down. She ain't said a word. How can I get it to you if you don't get the live on the wire? I'm talking to you. I want you to get your breakthrough. But if you don't participate, I can't help you. When you say hallelujah or something, you're opening your spirit up that the Holy Ghost can say something to you personally. He may say 15 things that I didn't say. If you yield, I want everybody yielding to abundance right now. I'm yielding to my abundance right now in the name of Jesus. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what city you live in. I want you to say, I'm yielding to my abundance right now. And I want you to say it often. I want you to say it when you're driving the car. When you're going down the road, I'm yielding to my abundance right now. You got to yield to it.
Yes, sir.
A thief been stealing from you. He just wants you to be a church member. God want to use you. Then Philippians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah.
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 I'll never be broke.
Another day
in my life.
Not even 1 hour. Tell three people I'm through being broke. I am. I'll tell you right now, something just got paid off. When you said that, something got paid off. I don't know how. I don't need to know how. I'm just telling you, the Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah. God's people are getting set free. Healthy and wealthy. Glory to God. And happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Yes, come on. I receive your seat.
Yes,
I told my wife, I'm going to preach 45 minutes. She said, okay.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. I'll tell you something. Something happening in his room.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We're talking about flowing in abundance.
Yes, sir. Jesus'
name. And Philippians. Give me Philippians again. Could it be you keep shutting your abundance down by not sowing in abundance? That has already passed the abundant test with evidence. That's what the Queen of Sheba did. That's how she got where she. That's why she had so much already. She's learning wisdom. Philippians 4. Come on, put it back up. Philippians 4. I told you the voice. What voice I'm looking for? See, y'all don't even know the Bible. I don't know. 13. Somebody said 19. No, you can't get to 19. That's the problem now. You're trying to go to 19. We can't go to 19, baby. No, that's my point is. My point is you got to walk to 19. That's what, my God shall supply all my needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. No, I ain't. That voice work on seed. I can do all things through Christ. What strengthens me? Go ahead. Come on. I'm going to show you now. Right quick. I'm glad you said 19. Go ahead to 19. 14. Go to 14. Y'all too slow back there. 14. Notwithstanding, you're well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Keep going. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. As concerning giving, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. I mean, what is saying that you can't give without receiving?
Right, that's right.
giving provoke receiving.
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying?
Yes,
give giving and receiving.
Yes.
So I don't want y'all up here just giving.
Yeah, right, yes, sir.
I want you to receive.
Yes.
Go on with that voice. Go to the next one. For in Thessalonica you sent one again unto my necessity. Pushing the gospel. Go ahead. Not because I desire a gift. Ooh, look at this apostolic statement.
Yes, sir.
But I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Yes.
Ooh, see, when you know that, make a difference, don't you?
Yeah.
You can sow better when you know that, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go to the next verse. Oh, my, I got to close. But I have all in a bond. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the thing which was sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now we go to verse 19. Read it with me. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by... Look who he called him. Look what he called him. My God. In other words, I'm acquainted with him in this area. In this area, I know what he would do. And because you made contact... Not my job.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Not my salary.
Yeah.
My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. People who are properly trained will always flow in abundance. Now, what happens when God real abundance starts flowing in your life? You want to know that? What happened when God's real abundance starts flowing in your life? Turn with me, and I'll close that. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60. What happened when real abundance starts flowing in your life?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me I'm not preaching. You're not listening.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get deeper down into you than just a jump and a holler and a run and a kick. No, I want you to leave your loaded.
Yeah.
Somebody in here already know a difference. You know some things you got to do. You know a difference. Somebody in here know a difference.
Yes,
it's working.
Yes, sir.
It's working right now.
It's working right now.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna show you one before I close. All right, if I go there, I'm not gonna have time. Let me see. I got something else I want to show you. I want you to get ready for abundance. Turn to Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Hallelujah. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the marriage wife, saith the Lord. Now, verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent. You're going to need a bigger place.
Yes.
And let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitations. You see it?
Yes.
Spare not, lengthen thy cord, and strengthen thy stake. You got to be ready for it.
Hallelujah.
See, that's why sowing and tithing prepare you for it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You get where money don't excite you. You excite money. Money don't control you no more.
Yeah.
You control money.
Yes,
you tell money what to do.
Yeah.
Money don't tell you, put no limitation, you tell you what you can't have.
Uh-huh. That's right, sir.
I'm buying this dress, but I really want the other one.
Right, right.
Money tell you, you can't have that one.
Right.
You got to get a place where you can tell money, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm running this thing. You do what I tell you to do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right.
No bills.
No bills.
No lack.
No lack.
No limitation.
No limitation.
Thank you.
Amen.
Just get drunk with a prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Look at this. Enlarge. Then it says, in verse 3, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand.
Yeah.
And on the left.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Look how much y'all believe that.
Yeah. Wow.
Let me read it again.
Yeah.
Look how much they responded to that. Just a little Bible school, you know, just to, for the prophet talking to you.
Yeah.
I want you to know up in here, Isaiah not the only one talking. So let me read this to you again. Enlarge the place of thy tent.
Yeah.
Let them stretch forth the curtain. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cord, and strengthen thy... What is too much? To God. That's man and put that on your mind. You see, don't let it have you. See the tithing... And the sowing, put you. You're not a casino pusher. You're trained to handle it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're trained to always make sure the gospel got enough.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. Talk to me. That the gospel. See, when you take care of the gospel take care of you. Would you mess around and get a whole million, three, four, five, six, seven, $8 million and not train properly?
Uh-huh.
Then there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How you doing? Satan got you on the other end.
Yeah.
He had you when you're broke, now he got you when you're rich.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen to none of us.
No.
I must make a statement, got millionaires up in here.
Yeah.
You can't follow this type of anointing, not only in me, in these boys and girls who connected me. You can't be hooked up with them kind of people and stay broke. You going into it.
That's
right. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because I tell you right now, wherever I go, Columbus Christian Center going.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. Your pastor hasn't been for years. Wherever he y'all going.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to put all my members out who don't go. I'm going to put them out. Because they just said that I'm putting all this energy out on you and the spirit out on you. Y'all ought to be grabbing and receiving and believing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand. Break forth on the left hand. Come on, I'm breaking forth. Come on, put your hand out. I'm breaking forward on the right hand. And I'm breaking forward on the left hand. Keep them out there. Keep them hands out there. Thou shalt inherit the Gentile and make the desolate city to be a narrow. People out there, you know, little business you're paying, they don't know why they're so prosperous. I saw doing that, when that, epidemic, when that pandemic, yeah, that's an epidemic too. When it was going on, I passed by and it looked so sad. I said, Lord, just because they're in Darrow right now, I want all these business to flourish. Now, one businessman, he brought $20,000 here, but I just want the business to flourish because they're in Darrow. See, these apostolic settings, where are you from, bro?
Albany.
See, he got authority. He wearing an apostolic anointing. Uh-huh. So he determined what's going on in Albany.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not the mayor.
Yes, sir.
See, when wearing this kind of anointing, whatever state, whatever city, an anointing man or woman in, they run the, because you're running a demonical world.
Yeah.
You the only one can shut the demon down. No government, you got no, you got no get in the spirit realm, shut them demon down. Oh! But we got it. I'm going to close, son. We got it. Shh. Look at verse 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. I'll never be broken another day in my life. Now let's pull. I'm going to go to my seat. We're going to pull and I'm going to my seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's say I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. Now you understand the prophetic impartation. I mean, he made it where no man can doubt it.
Right.
It's been over 27 years. Over 27 years. And it still got power, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
today. So it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit.
Yes, sir.
He said, only a remnant are going to receive it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all some smart. I got some smart people right over here, boy. Lady said, You're talking to me. Only a remnant are going to receive it.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing wrong with being blessed. I'm trying to close. It's nothing wrong with being debt free.
Right. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong.
And don't think you can't because don't depend on your salary.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how big it is or how small it is.
Yeah.
You begin to follow seed instruction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And make sure the Holy Ghost picked the Saul out.
That's all
you got to do.
Yes, yeah, sir.
That's all you got to do. The whole kingdom of God runs by a seed.
Yes.
Jesus was a seed.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And the resurrection is the same thing as a harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, when you sow that seed, you're crucifying it.
Uh-huh.
You're telling it, it don't run me.
Yeah.
But it's going to lay in the ground just a little while.
Yeah.
There's always a third day after you sow a seed. I receive. All these seeds got a third day. Satan, once you sow with a cheerful heart, like y'all sowing and giving cheerfully in 2 Corinthians 9, it says, God says he'll bless you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anybody here know about, I'm going to pull in a minute. Anybody here know about paycheck to paycheck living?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a place to be in.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
And then you love God. Yes, I mean, you really love God. You're living right. You want to do it. You want to please him. Why all this abundance and increase I read about in the Bible, I don't have it.
Right.
I love God.
Yep.
Somebody teaching you wrong.
Yes, sir.
Right. And then when you get in a church that is really flowing, don't try to take over. Right. Not you're going to take over. Broke. Can't do that. Learn the flow, man. God, gather around the person. I got a lot of men and women around me. Gather around them and go with them.
Yes, sir.
Flow. We can call it word. Call it flow.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we pull tonight, we're pulling you out of debt. Secondly, listen to me, we're pulling your dream in. Thirdly, nothing costs too much. Nothing bigger than your God. Now think about impartation. Every time you pull, there's an impartation taking place. You understand? And it'll start manifesting, and it'll start giving you wisdom of how to do it. You will never have to ask God for money another day in your life. You pray about something else. We got too much prayer about our needs being met. No, you got. I don't pray about no money.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Most of our prayer, that's where it is. Survivor prayer. But I don't have no better way to say it. But I'm about to turn you into a Superman. When it comes down to money. You understand? When the survivor, we move from survivor to super. Money! Coming! To me now. Say it like you mean it. Money coming to me now. Now, always say it the third time, you got to shout like you got it. After you say it the third time, you got to cut up. If you ain't going to cut up, don't pull this third time. Everybody who pulled this third time got to cut up. That's the way it go, all right? I don't care. You say I'm a bastard. No bastard tonight. Everybody who pulled and wanted to work for him got to cut up.
Yes, sir.
So all you proud folks, just break that proudness right now. We about to pull this lever. We about to go. Money coming to me now. Shout about it. Shout about it. Sing.